Refugee camps set up in six neighboring countries to Iraq remain quiet. There has been only a trickle of refugees fleeing Iraq. But military analysts in the region say the camps will become overrun with refugees if a promised heavy bombing campaign takes place in Baghdad. However, some military analysts in the region are at odds over whether Washington and London may be wanting to hold off on aggressive bombing in hopes of limiting casualties, heavy damage, and the flight of hundreds of thousands of refugees out of the country. While the facilities to handle as many as 300,000 Iraqi refugees are either already in place or are under construction throughout the region, there have been no reports of major flows of fleeing Iraqis. The neighboring countries of Iran, Jordan, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Turkey have agreed to open their borders to allow Iraqi refugees temporary asylum. But the spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Chris Janowski, said Friday there have been no reports of any movements outside of Iraq, although he says the United Nations fears as many as 600,000 Iraqis could flee to the camps if a severe bombing campaign gets underway. During the Gulf War in 1991, almost 1 million Iraqis fled the country, mostly to Iran. Military analyst Zahria Hussein Ahmed says he expects the refugee camps will soon be filled with fleeing Iraqis. Mr. Ahmed is a former Egyptian general and head of the Nasser Military Academy in Cairo. He says he fully believes the United States will make good on its promise of a shock and awe bombing campaign in Baghdad, because, he says, militarily it will be the only way to minimize casualties among coalition forces. Mr. Ahmed says Iraq's main military forces will be centered in Baghdad and the surrounding areas. He says making the Iraqi regime evaporate will start and end with the fall of the capital. Mr. Ahmed says he believes this will take a great effort from the Americans if they plan to control Baghdad, especially, he says, if they want to control it with the least amount of casualties. But military analyst Hossam Sawayam disagrees. The former Egyptian Army general and director of the Egyptian Armed Forces Center for Strategic Studies in Cairo says that if U.S. forces gain control of 90% of Iraq before surrounding Baghdad, they might not have to engage in a heavy bombing campaign.
I think Saddam Hussein will be obliged to reconsider his political situation, his political decision, in order to surrender and leave Iraq peacefully without waging a battle inside Baghdad. America will practice all means in order to execute, to manage this target, to manage this objective with the minimum casualties in personnel and materials. By practicing more psychological pressure upon Saddam Hussein and push the Republican Guard to make military coup d'etat against him. But in all cases, there is no alternative but to remove the head of the regime.
Mr. Sawayam says world reaction to the war would be much more positive if it could be won with limited casualties and damage and a minimum amount of Iraqi refugees. Mohammed Qadri Saeed says that may be exactly what the U.S. administration is thinking. The former Egyptian Army general and current head of the military unit at the Al-Haram Center for Political and Strategic Studies in Cairo says that may be why the promised heavy bombing campaign has not yet begun.
I think this may be one of the, acceptable justifications. Maybe the Americans don't want to make a lot of damage. They want to make it very smooth, and it may be this is what they are thinking.
Mr. Saeed says the smoother the military operation goes, the better it will be politically for President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair. However, on Friday, senior Iraqi officials were promising that Baghdad would remain defiant and promised its walls will be an incinerator for invading forces. And if Baghdad stands and fights, no one disagrees that now empty refugee camps in neighboring countries will be flooded with fleeing Iraqis. Greg Lamont, VOA News.